أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا. إذ جاءوكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنونا. هنالك ابتلي المؤمنون وزلزلوا زلزالا شديدا. صدق الله العظيم. After discussing some aspects of Al-Ahzab or the battle of the Khandaq, the battle of the trench, we look into these ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. O you who believe, remember the ni'mats, the gifts and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. إِذْ جَاءَتْكُمْ جُنُودٌ, when many armies had come upon you, and that will refer to the Quraysh of Makkah, the Ghitfan, and all the other tribes that had created some form of ally to the Quraysh of Makkah, to the Bani Nadir of Medina, all of them came. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحَا, and after a period of 15 days or 24 days, we had sent upon them a wind. And not only did we send down a wind upon them that caused them to backtrack, to turn around and move towards Makkah Mukarramah. وَجُنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا, we had sent upon them such an army which you did not see. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the malaika. So that was the unseen help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that had come to the people, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And this was obviously a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them, that by Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu the trench was dug. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this unseen help. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds whatever you do. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observed the spirit of the sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that they did not leave the side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They remained steadfast with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They withstood all the hardships with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hunger, the starvation, the harsh weather at that particular time. And hence sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had showed the rest of the world that example of love and muhabbat for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ, and when they came upon you from above and from below you. Now here some have explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to two different armies. One was مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ, from above you, that we discussed the Banu Qurayza that had broken the treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Sa'd ibn Mu'adh and Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah went to the leader of the Banu Qurayza to ask him and to verify whether he broke the treaty. So he asked, what treaty are you speaking about? I do not know of any kind of treaty. And he totally denied having signed a treaty with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously that became a threat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ, and the Ahzab, the confederates, the different allied forces that were on the other side of the trench below. So the army was above and the army came from below. And in fact, if we look at today's times, we will look at it in a different aspect, that you will find aerial bombings taking place from above, ground forces from below. And these are the difficulties that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu went at that particular time. وَإِذَا غَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ, then when the eyes began to swerve. In other words, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing and depicting the extreme fear that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gone through. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ And the hearts had reached the throats. Like how we say in English, my heart was in my mouth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the extreme fear the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were gripped with. And this was not a fear because of lack of iman, because they didn't have the yaqeen in the nusrat and in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But from time to time, a person goes through these types of thoughts in our minds, that these are severe tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if we fail these tests? What if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with us? And that is natural, that a thought that goes through the people, through a person's mind, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ And you had various thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is Allah's nusrat going to come now? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's test going to get more and more severe? Remember, they had come out of the battle of Uhud. 70 sahaba had become shaheed over there. Many, many sahaba had been injured. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was injured. So sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had all these various thoughts that they had come. Obviously, that didn't escape Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah had known and Allah had full knowledge of it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show us sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's spirit and how they remained on the side of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. هُنَالِكَ بُتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the reality was this, that over there the believers were tested, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا And they were shaken, a very heavy quake, a very heavy shake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and they had passed this test because they remained on the side of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu alayk.